in the middle of the Mid of Nikius, and we're speaking now about being totally pure and free from Midos Raos. And the first Mida he spoke about was Gaiva, and now Kas. So before we go into what the Mesir Shoshorim says, I want to give a preface like we did by the Mida of Gaiva. To the Mid of Kas, I gave a drasha this summer on the Inyan of Kas. I'm going to just mention the things that are relevant to the Mesillas Yesharim. We said that then that there were three kinds of anger, and they have three different kinds of effect. The first kind of anger, the Gemara says in Brachas, don't get angry and don't sin. That kind of anger is the anger that a person loses control. And you lose control because you get angry and you can do anything. That's why the Gemara says in the Dorim that afilu shchina lo chashuva negdo. Person gets angry, loses his temper, so he loses it. And nothing is important to him, only what he's angry about, and he ignores everything else. He basically loses control. And the Gemara says over there that a person like that who loses control and does it often, so you can be sure that his sins are more than his mitzvahs. Because when you lose control, you inevitably do things that are not proper. And that's why the Shari Tshuva says that a person like that is all lipshoyim rabim. He is alul means probably going to commit a lot of averas, and that's why Chazal say that it's like an oved avodah zorah, because there's nothing you can't do. So you become a totally hefker, totally wild. That's the most extreme kind of anger, where you lose it. Second kind of anger, right? You don't lose control, but you're not functioning out of your intellect, you're functioning because of your emotions. So you're in control, but it's not your head that is doing the leading, it's your heart and other emotions that are leading you. And that, it says, that a person's chachma leaves him and he forgets his learning. Right? Two things. One is that you the learning becomes something that evades you, and also you forget it. There's a forgetting and there's evading. And that's why it says that Eliyav, right, lost the Malchus, because of that kind of anger, where you function emotionally and not intellectually. And a melech has to be a person who's in total control of himself, of the nation, or whatever. And he not only can't he lose control, but he can't be where his mind is not controlling his actions.
What does Rav mean?
It says, hold on, let's finish this one. That's what it says also, that kol minei gehenim sholtim olav. Okay? It says that a person like that, all kinds of gehenim have power over him. Right, and it also says the gam tachtinios, right? Even he has hemorrhoids too. So I mean, besides from the Gehenna, you also have hemorrhoid. What's it mean? What it means, I think, is that it's a symbol that when a person doesn't go after his head, so he's going after his body, he's going after the other end. So it's the other end of the person that is controlling him, not his head. Right? Again, he's not totally lost control. But what is controlling him, or what he is using control from, is his emotions, not his intellect. It's not what he should be doing, it's what he would like to do, or whatever. He's not in control, he's in control. He's just, the control is not coming from the right place. It says a person like that is korov lios meshuga. Because a meshuga also doesn't necessarily mean that your meshuga loses total control. It's just that his control is meshuga. Right? His control is coming from distorted places. And a person like that could destroy the world. because you can convince yourself emotionally to do terrible, destructive things and think that they're constructive. Right? In that respect, it hurts a person's parnassa, this kind of anger, right? Because a parnassa is where the physical world is kafuf to the spiritual, to the intellectual. But where the physical world rules you, your physical emotions rule you, so then you don't deserve to have physical possessions because you're not going to use them properly. Okay, that is the second kind of kas. So the first kind is total, you just lose it and you're just hefker. Right? You just, what's controlling you is the anger of that moment. The other kind of kas is where the anger isn't controlling you, but you're not functioning rationally. And the third thing is that even though your seichel is in control, but since you get angry, you focus in on the thing that bothers you, and you don't see the whole picture. You just focus in on that one, the thing that's upsetting with you. On that, that is the kind of kas where you make mistakes, right? Where ne'elam mimenu the halachos. Moshe Rabbeinu, right, got angry at the people of Midian. He was still didn't lose control. His emotions weren't controlling him. His seichel was controlling him. But he focused in on that one thing that bothered him, that they brought back the Midianite women, and because of that, he could not focus on anything but that. And therefore, all he saw were the negatives of the war. He couldn't see the positive things that came from the war. That's the kind of kas that Gedolei HaMusar didn't give in to, even when they still were in control. Right? They didn't punish their children. It says Rav Lapian didn't punish his kids till 2 weeks later, when he totally saw the whole picture, whatever, and wasn't being guided by just the thing that bothered him at that moment, right? The Rav Elimeir Bloch, right? Only hit his children after the initial anger subsided, and he was able then to put it into perspective. The Alter from Kelim, it says, never got angry at anything until he went and put on a special beged. Right? By the time he did that, he was already able to put things into perspective. The Chofetz Chaim, they used to say, had a temper, as a Kohen, and whenever he felt like getting angry, he went to a corner and counted to 10. And then he was able to get angry. Okay. And that's what it means. A person who's that kind of anger is Chachmaso Misalemis. It's not forgotten, but Misalemis, he ignores it. There's other things to focus on, and he can't focus on anything but what's bothering him at that moment. That's a different kind of anger. What else is about that anger? That kind of anger, disturbs a person's shleimus. He's missing perfection because of that, and it also distance him from the Ribbono Shel Olam, from Simcha, because he can't see the whole picture. You can't see the whole picture, so then you can't have shleimus, and if you can't have shleimus, you can't have an attachment to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay. The same thing, it causes a person to have all different kinds of sicknesses, which are the imperfection of the body. And also it says it damaged the body insofar that it causes high blood pressure, heart disease, nerves, ulcers, right? There's no harmony between the different parts of the body, because not everything is functioning together harmoniously. Okay. And it says even looking in the face of such a person who's angry like that, right, makes you forget your learning. Because you're not looking at a meshugga, you're not looking at somebody who lost their control. You're looking at somebody who can't see the whole picture. It affects you too. Okay. And that's why it says that a person is nicker Bikiso, how he deals with money, and Bikoso, how he deals with his wine, and ka, so how he deals with anger. And okay, so that is what's it called, and that's why the Parsha Nedarim in the Torah is right near the Parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu forgot some halachos, because a person also makes a neder when he focuses in only on the thing that he's upset about. He's in control, he's thinking about it, but if he would have seen the whole picture, he wouldn't have made the neder. That's what later on we tell him, if you would have taken this into consideration, would you have made the neder? So it's not talking about a person who loses control or is being involved with his emotions. It's a person who can think rationally, but he can't see the whole picture. And if he had considered the whole picture, he never would have made the neder to begin with. I was thinking that's why also we start Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre, because all sins are the result of one of these kinds of anger. Or not the anger itself, but either losing control, going after your emotions, or not seeing the whole picture, not being able to see things in the right perspective. Okay. Okay, that's what's Nogeya to...
If anger, we see these different aspects of the sign negative, there's various places in the Torah that Hashem is described as being angry. How can we relate to that when it's... How can
because there are definitely things to get angry at. Okay? And if you don't lose your temper, and you don't only focus in on that one thing that makes you angry, right, then the anger, you use your temper properly. Anger can be a very positive thing if it's directed at the right things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu never loses himself, right? Never is directed by his emotions, and always sees the whole picture. And within that picture, that's where his anger is. So if we emulate the Rabbanu Shlomo and get angry like that, that's fine. But the three ways of getting angry, which are not similar to the Rabbanu Shlomo, are where there's either total abandon, or just being emotionally guided, or not seeing the whole picture and not and focusing in on just one part that bothers you and ignoring the other parts.
So it's humanly possible to do that.
Right, humanly possible to a person to use his anger, not to lose his temper. To use your temper, not to lose it.
Two things I understand. One, at that middle level, what does it mean to say someone's in control and goes by emotions? That means he's not in control.
No. No, it means that he's not using his head, but he's letting his emotions guide him. You're in control. I'm in total control. I'm not Hefker, right? I know what I'm doing, but what is the source of what I'm doing is not my seichel, but how I feel.
How does the Rav define in control if not using your seichel?
What? No, in control can mean you can completely lose control. Nothing's guiding you. You're just hefker, right? That's where you totally lose your temper. People like that, they're not guided by their emotions. They're not guided by anything. They're just hefker. Then there's a person who's in control, but what's guiding him is his emotions, his gut feelings, not his seichel. That's the second madriga. The third madriga is where your seichel's guiding you, but you've ignored the bigger picture. You're just focusing in on what bothers you at the moment.
I said now the word madriga. These are different types or different levels. It's all the same idea that a ruach shtus enters a person.
No,
it's just different ways.
No, the ruach shtus didn't enter Moshe Rabbeinu when he focused in on the neshei midyan. Wasn't a ruach shtus. It's just that he ignored to see the bigger picture and to take into other things. It wasn't a ruach shtus. Is his anger focused him in on one small point instead of being able to see the whole thing. So it's different. It's different levels of anger. There's a level of anger where you lose it. There's a level of anger where you let your emotions, what's it called, guide you. And there's a level of anger where you're being guided by your intellect, but you're not seeing the whole picture. You're ignoring anything except what bothers you at that moment. Three different levels. Okay. So those are, I think, reasonable foundation of what kas is and what the results are based on different kinds of kas. So nevinedaber atur min akas. Now we'll go into the Mesul Susharim. We'll speak about anger. Himesh Ragzon, he explains that there are different kinds of people who lose their temper. Like in each of the things that I mentioned, there are infinite amount of levels. That there is the person who is loses his temper, right? Who's a an angry person, who on him was said he's kilu kofer beker, right? In other words, kilu over the avodah zarah really is what the Gemara says, not Gemara. Because you lose it, you can do anything. There's nothing that you can't do if you totally are not in control at all. You're hefker. But that person, first of all, we're talking about a person who loses it often. Anytime something happens that's not to his liking, people disagree with him, that something happens that he doesn't like, he loses control. And he's no longer, his heart's not with him, meaning he's not in control anymore, he's just hefker. This person could destroy an entire world if he had the power to do it. There's nothing that he can't do because he's like a wild animal. Because his intellect is not leading him at all. Seichel is not sholeit at all, even adding through his emotions. In other words, he's not in control, but he's decided to let himself react by his gut feelings. That's not his intellect, right? But at least then he's made a conscious decision to let his gut feelings guide him. He's not hefker, right? He's not functioning by intellect. He's functioning by gut feelings, but to a certain degree his intellect is what directed him to let his gut feelings take over. And then he's mamish, v'hu sar tam mamish kechol hachayis atorfos. He becomes like a wild animal. For all of Nehemar, Toref Nafsho Biapo, Halaman Chotazov Oritz. What's it called? That kind of person, what's it called? With his anger, he's Toref Nafsho. He destroys himself. Right? And Halaman Chotazov Oritz, I'm not sure exactly what the Pasuk is, but okay. Vuhu Kal Vade Lavra Kol Mini Aver Shabolim. When you lose control, you can do anything and be over millions of Averis. If his anger will direct him to that, nothing is guiding him except his anger, not his emotions. His anger is guiding him. His anger meaning that he's just lost control. Wherever it takes him, it's going to go. So that is the worst kind of angry person, the first kind that we mentioned, and this is the most extreme kind of that part. The Yesh Kasan Rachok Mizeh. There's somebody who's similar to that, but far away in degree. Right? He points out on the bottom. Here he says Rachok, and the next time he says there's another one who is, where is that? The Yesh Old Pachos Mizeh. Less than that. One is similar, but far away. Right, in other words, difference in quantity, and the pachos is different in quality. So the first one, he says, is somebody who's similar to the first one, but far from the intensity of the first one. What is that? V'yesh kasen rachok miseh. Who shalo al kol dover asher yivu'u shalo kitzono im kotn im gadol yivarapo. This guy doesn't lose it for any big or little thing that doesn't go his way. Okay, he's not that kind of person who loses control for anything that goes in the way that he's not happy with. So there are certain things that he overlooks, that he takes in his stride. But when he gets angry, then he loses it. Right? He doesn't lose it all the time. Right? There are things that don't upset him. But when things upset him and he loses his temper, then he loses it all the way. So he's the same as the first guy, but far from him, because the first guy in intensity is worse than this. It's not a question of quality, it's a question of quantity. He doesn't get angry as often. But when he does, he gets angry the same way. This is the guy who's not easy to anger, but once he's angry, right, he never forgets or forgives. The gamze ravadai. This is also very negative. Kikvar yechola losesh takola rava mitachas yodo bishmanakas. Because since this guy does let himself lose control, so, and when he actually loses the control, he's just like the first guy. Except it may not happen as often. But when it happens, it's a very, very dangerous thing. Not only that, to compound it, he can't usually correct what he did because he's not going to calm down so fast. Not far from it, but less than that. This is already a different madrega. It's not just that it doesn't happen as often, but when it happens, it's the same thing. This is a different level altogether in quality. This guy doesn't get angry quickly. Okay, it's not easy to anger him. And even when he does get angry, he doesn't lose it. He's still in control. But again, either intellectually, and he is focusing in only on what's upsetting him, or like we said, emotionally, he's letting his emotions guide him. He doesn't completely go out of the darkei haseichel, but he gets angry. Okay. But he's not using his temper. He's still, not controlling it the way it should be controlled. But he still is holding on to his anger and doesn't forget it easily. This guy has less of a chance of coming to detriment by his anger, because he doesn't get angry that quick, and even when he does, it's not that bad, right? Not that intense. But but we're talking about the midah of nikias, where you're totally pure from that midah. You're surely not pure from the midah of kas, even if you get angry not easily, and you don't get angry intensely, but you do get angry in one of the ways we said. So you're not using your temper totally, like we explained, but you're to a certain degree losing it in one way or the other. Because he's still not 100% careful. As long as kas, and here we're defining the kas as where you lose it in one way or another, you're not a kaisa, right? You're still classified an angry person, because unless you're totally pure of this midah, right, you're still in the midah in some way. Yesh od pachos mizeh, right? Then we have another person who's even less than that, right, in intensity. The hu shekasha lichos, he doesn't get angry quickly. The kaisa lo lahashchis velo lekala elakasmat, and even when he gets angry, right, he doesn't lose it completely. He's still in control, but still the kas is controlling him, either to focus in on one small point or to give himself over to his gut feelings, the way we explained it. The kamazama regav lo yoser, he gets angry for a second. The haimim mishosha kas misorer bo b'teva atshigam hatvuna tesorer kenegdo. He lets himself be ruled by the kas, right, from the time that it wells up within him until his seichel takes over completely. V'hu masha amru chazal kosha lichos v'noach lirtzos. Right, if that's a person who's hard to get angry and easy to be appeased. Okay. That's for sure better than the other ones. Because l'maisa, people by nature, there are things that anger people, right? And it's very hard to not give in to one of the three negative kinds of kas, even the most virtuous kind. The imu miskabrolov shafilu b'shasa kas atzmo lo yiver harbi miskabrolov shafilu osu akasa kalo yamid bozman godel eliyaver v'yelech. And if he's able to control himself in the midst of the kas, not to let it get out of hand, and to quickly put out the fires of his anger, Vade Shiroi L'Shevachu. That person deserves to be praised, right? But he's still, the Amru Chazal, Torah Eretz Ablima Amishabolim Pi B'Shas Meriva. The Rabban Shalom hangs the whole world on a person who holds himself back when there's a fight and he doesn't answer. This famous Maisim, with what's it called, that if a certain person gets a bracha from somebody who held himself back from answering where they were justified to answer back, somebody insulted them or whatever, that bracha is a very strong thing. And there's a few Maisim of people that didn't have children or whatever, and or had machalos, and they were told to find somebody and the heat of a argument or whatever who holds themselves back from responding and get a bracha from that person. And the supposed results of that were very very positive. The Hainu Shikvarnis Oratiba Bakas, the Hubis has got Bruce of Bolin P. He's still talking about a person though who lets his anger overwhelm him. As slight as possible, but it's not the caste that we said that is totally virtuous, where you are in total control. Omna midoso shall hill hazokin olau kolil. However, hill hazokin, right, was on a higher level than all of these. Shikvar loha yamakbin al shum davar. Nothing bothered him that wasn't important. And again, there are things in this world that are important and a person has to get angry at. Right? The Rebbe doesn't get angry at trivialities. If he gets angry, it's because something serious happened. But Hillel didn't let trivial things bother him. Vafilu his sorish al kasel nasibo. Not only did he control his kas when it welled up within him, it never welled up within him. He totally was in the control to a point where these things didn't bother him. He didn't let it come to even the feeling of anger. Zevade hanoki min hakas. That's what's called noki from kas. Anything else, you have kas, but you're able to control it. Some better, some less. But here, you didn't have any kas at all. And when you do have kas, it's not that the anger overpowers you. It's where you're using that anger in a very positive way. Dihine afilu l'dvar mitzvah, his irunu zau shalolichos, afilu haravim talmido ve'avim beno. And again, it doesn't mean you're allowed to get angry. Not only it's a mitzvah to get angry, to discipline children, even to discipline aniyim. But that's when you're in total control. Not when you lose it even a little bit, even though it's a mitzvah what you're doing. Because the mitzvah is done through a way that's not 100% pure. The lo shalo yasrein. Not that you shouldn't discipline your children. Eli yasrein. The yasrein ach bel v'kas. But not to discipline them from anger. Like we said, right, these gedolim, that they discipline their children. And they spanked them, and they yelled at them, but they didn't do it when they felt that they were being controlled in any way by their anger. In any level, they waited till they completely calmed down, looked at it from a totally intellectual thing, and said, "This kid needs to be hit." They called him over and they said, "You know what you did, right? And you know that it's something wrong, and I want you to remember that it's wrong. And the next time you'll think of doing it, I want you to remember that it hurt. And now I'm going to give you a patch." That's how the Rav Elimeir Bloch is to, what's it called, discipline his children, right? It's right, and that's called using anger, but not losing it at all. This is kas that you are using. You're in total control. It's not something that wells up within you. That's called kas halev. It's kas hap. You are using that mead of anger to show them that there's something wrong. There's something to be angry about. But you're in total, it's not something that wells up within you, it's something that's totally external. And you're using like a tool.
The displaying cost.
What?
Displaying kas, not feeling kas.
Right. Well, right. He could be feeling kas, but not because the feeling welled up within him, because he's displaying it and feeling it because he's directing it totally. Right? So it may not be, he could feel it too. Sometimes you have to feel it. Right? You have to feel anger at something that's somebody goes spits at your parents. You have to feel angry. You can't just say, well, you know, like Hillel, what's it called? Oh, you can bother me all the time, take me out of the bath. But if you don't get angry if somebody spits at your parents, right, then something's wrong with you. Right? That's the example they give. So somebody spits into the Rabbanu Shlom's face, you have to get angry. And you can feel the anger. But it's not that the anger wells up within you. It's now's the time to be angry. So I'm taking that kli called anger and I'm using it and displaying it. The Omer Shlomo, Altivail Brucha Chalichos. The Omer Kila Evel Yehore Kas. The Omer Chazal Beshloshin Varim Hodam Niker Bekoso Bekiso Bekas. You can really tell what a person is. In other words, what his real control is, who he really is, and when he gets angry. Is he using his anger, or is the anger using him?